Hey everybody, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited that we are going to be starting the Gospel of John today. And I'm going to be reading from John 1, verses 1 through 18 in the NRSV. That's the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. Some of you have asked, why do you do different versions? It's because of copyright. So what I like about that is we get to explore all different kinds of versions of the Bible, which is super cool. So anyway, this is from the NRSV and John 1, 1 through 18. This is what it says. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, you were in the beginning, creating the world. Thank you for the beautiful aspects of the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, creating this world that we live in, everything we see and touch, all the people that we love. You were there in the beginning, and you were creating things. You are a creative God. And we're so grateful for that. I know that all creativity comes from you. And so we choose today to rely on you for our own creativity, knowing that creativity comes from you. You are our life. Help us to realize that life cannot happen apart from you. True life, true engagement. Our hearts are restless, as Augustine said, until we find our rest in you. And so, Lord, help us to fall in love with you, to really be drawn to the light of you. Thank you that your light overcomes all darkness, and we don't have to try to worry about that. We can rest in knowing that you are overcoming that darkness. Lord, help us to live in light of what you've done. Lord, thank you for thank you for loving us enough to come to this earth and to tabernacle among us. The Greek word there about living among us is the same kind of word that means to tabernacle or to pitch a tent. Lord, thank you for pitching a tent with us, to know what it's like to live in our skin, to know what it's like to endure trials, to know what it's like to have insecurities and worries, to know what it's like to be afraid, to know what it's like to be harmed by other people and to be hurt and to be maligned and especially to be misunderstood. Jesus, I know so many times on this earth, as I look at your journey through the Gospels, I saw how often you are misunderstood. And when I think about my own pain, Jesus, I think about some of the greatest pain I've endured in this life is when I was maligned and misunderstood and my heart was judged for something different than it actually was. And there's nothing that I can say to change someone's mind. And so I know the pain of that. I'm sure people listening today have had that pain too, where they have been misunderstood. So thank you that you understand what it's like to be misunderstood. Lord, thank you that you are grace and truth, both of those things, not one, not the other, but those in tandem. And I think about when we speak harsh words, we're not not representing grace. And when we speak lies, we're not representing truth. We can do both at the same time. We can speak the truth with grace. So empower us to do that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, this would be awesome. So go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels. You'll get a free painting from me every month at the $5 level, and you'll get your name written on the wall of fame, which goes out every single day, every single blog post for a whole day, for a whole year, I mean. And at the $20 level, you will receive a secret podcast from me that no one else sees. So thanks in advance if you choose to do that. And for those who are already sponsoring the podcast, I so appreciate it. Thank you very much and have a great day.